Death of a Dreamer by M.C. Beaton, read by Graham Malcolm. Disc 1.
Chapter 1. So if I dream I have you, for all our joys are but fantastical. John Donne. It had been a particularly savage winter in the county of Sutherland at the very north of Scotland. Great blizzards had roared in off the Atlantic, burying roads and cottages in deep snowdrifts. Patel's, the local grocery shop in the village of Loch Doo, sold out of nearly everything, and at one point it was necessary for rescue helicopters to drop supplies to the beleaguered inhabitants. And then, at the end of March, the last of the storms roared away to be followed by balmy breezes and blue skies. The air was full of the sound of rasping saws and the thump of hammers as the inhabitants of Loch Doo, as if they had awakened from a long sleep, got to work repairing storm damage. The police station was comparatively sheltered below the brow of a hill and had escaped the worst of the ravages of winter. Police Constable Hamish Macbeth found that the only thing in need of repair was the roof of the hen house. Archie MacLeod, one of the local fishermen, went to call on Hamish and found the lanky policeman with the flaming red hair up on top of a ladder, busily hammering nails into the roof of the hen house. "Fine day, Hamish," he called. Glad of any diversion from work, Hamish climbed down the ladder. "I was just about to put the kettle on, Archie. Fancy a cup of tea?" "Aye, that would be grand." Archie followed Hamish into the kitchen and sat at the table while Hamish put an old blackened kettle on the wood-burning stove. "Got much damage, Archie?" "Tiles off the roof, but herself is up there doing the repairs." Hamish's hazel eyes glinted with amusement.